Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So we're still at home, still social distancing.
Still not wearing makeup, still not wearing pants.
Speak for yourself. And as all of you know, we've been checking in on our Bravo Labs to see how they're handling the current state of the world. I recently spoke with Real Housewives of Orange County's Bronwyn Wyndham Burke.
Okay, I have to ask, how many people are living at her house right now? That is like an insane amount of grocery runs.
So she is actually quarantined with 10 people right now. So remember, she has 7 kids. She also gave me more details about the new home that she and her family moved into after last season of Real Housewives of Orange County. There's actually a nightclub, and her son Jacob's foray into the drag world.
Ooh.
Plus, Bronwyn shared info on the COVID relief efforts she's doing with the organization Wives Helping Lives. Let's take a listen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Bronwyn Wyndham Burke from Real Housewives of Orange County, catching up during the time of quarantine. Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Everyone happy and healthy and staying safe?
Yes, yes. We're doing well. I mean, you know, we're just in the thick of it, but doing the best that we can. You know, I mean, for you, obviously, you have a massive family. So, like, how many people are quarantined with you right now?
We have 10 people right now. We have Sean and I, our 7 kids, and then Bella's boyfriend.
Okay, right.
We are a family of 10.
Wow.
I'm bringing in a family of 10, like a 2.
So you actually moved into a new place a few months back. So are you grateful to be in the new house through this experience?
We are so grateful. If there could be a perfect quarantine house, this is it. We have a big gym. We have a movie theater. We have a nightclub that is now a Lego room. we all have space. Area. The teenage girls have their own little like apartment. Jacob has his 2 bedrooms. So everyone has, as many people as there are, everyone has their place to kind of go to. We don't ever feel like we're on top of each other in this house.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I mean, with that many people, it's good that you guys can spread out like that. Now, you have a lot of dietary restrictions with your kids, too. So, like, obviously, every single meal now is home cooking. So how are you balancing that?
I have sort of enacted kitchen rules. So I have open kitchen hours where you're allowed to eat. It doesn't matter if you're 2 or 20. That is when you're allowed to be in the kitchen. And if you want to eat, you wake up and you eat, or you go hungry. So that's my first rule, because the first week, I would say, it was just a revolving door, and I was going crazy because I'm used to having a full-time help, and I haven't had that. So it's just me doing all the cooking and cleaning. And number 2 is you eat what I cook. So obviously with 10 people, we go through food quite quickly, and grocery shopping is not easy anymore.
Yeah.
And there's also limits on things you can buy. And it doesn't matter if you're a family of 2 or a family of 10. So I get very creative in cooking meals that everyone can eat, and you eat it. And sometimes I'll substitute certain things, like I'll do a gluten-free pasta for Caden, because he's the only gluten-free kid. For the most part, I'm just cooking a lot of big dish meals, a lot of hearty soups, a lot of big pasta meals, a lot of like quiches and pies.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just throw stuff in. I'm just cooking on a very large scale.
Right. I mean, I can't imagine, like, you know, everyone is doing so much more cooking at this point. And like you said, there's cleaning after that. There's so much going on. So, I mean, I can't even imagine with that house, but I love that you enacted, like, these are the kitchen hours. Like, it's like you're running your own restaurant within your own home.
Exactly. I mean, because honestly, the teenagers are worse than the little kids. And they would come in all the time and just make, I'm like, no, this isn't working for me anymore. I'm going to lose my mind if we don't get some kind of, you know, strict rules in this house. And it took them a few days to get used to it, but now kind of knows. And so at 11:30, they're like, okay, kitchen's open.
That is so cute. So what are some of the other activities you guys have been doing? Like, you know, obviously you have kids that are a bit older, so they can probably entertain themselves, but the ones on the younger side, you know, what are you doing to keep everybody occupied? I mean, it's all day, every day.
You know, I really think that I'm very lucky because my kids and I was always traveled. and we've gotten used to kind of entertaining ourselves. So I'm not very big on television. And I know people are going to kill me for saying that, because when my kids are on gadgets, it affects their personalities. They get more anxious. They get more fidgety. So I try to minimize the TV and the gadgets as much as possible. So we kind of do a lot of arts and crafts. We do a lot of Legos. We also have a stage in our house. So we put on like 2 shows a day, and like we'll do, because you know Jacob's into drag now, so we'll do a drag show, we'll do karaoke, we'll put on a play. The older kids, you know, they've been so busy. Bella is already at college, so she moved back home, so she hasn't been around this year. So Rowan's so busy with her school and dancing with Jacob. So the older kids are really getting to spend a lot of quality time with the younger ones.
Yeah,
and it's just. They've kind of all been working together. Bella's boyfriend is living with us, and he is a karate instructor for little kids.
Oh.
We've been doing karate classes, and we've been doing family movies in the movie theater. We're outside a lot. It has been raining in California, but most days are still pleasant, so we're in the backyard a lot. It's, you know, in some ways, it's easier having a lot of kids than I think it would be having one.
Right.
Because they all kind of interact. Each other, and they build sports, and they come up with, you know, crazy games. There's always someone to play Monopoly with. You know, you're never out of luck for a playmate. So
yeah, I mean, I want to come quarantine with you guys. It sounds like fun.
It's been really nice too, because my teenagers, they're always so, and even my little kids, with the exception of the baby, they're always so overcommitted to activities, and it's so nice to just have some. I know it's under the worst circumstances. Like I don't want to, you know, belittle that, but like there is a silver lining to this, which is the amount of time that we've gotten to spend just sort of hanging out.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about Jacob's foray into the world of drag. How is that going? I mean, obviously he has all the time in the world now to probably really play around, but what else has he been up to? I mean, I know you guys went to a show not too long ago. How is it going?
It's been really great. So Emily and I were judges at a fundraiser in San Diego for the LGBTQ Youth Center there. And when they asked us to do that, I said, hey, can Jacob come? Because he had just recently, at that point, this was in December, had asked for his first pair of heels and was showing an interest. And they said, yes, let's go. So, you know, he lit up. He really did. He was kind of in a funk for a while. Like he was kind of depressed and just sad. And this has taken him out of that, and he's just activated and alive. And shortly after the show, I posted a photo of my husband wearing heels and on my Instagram, and it kind of blew up.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it ended up being such an amazing thing, because the people that reached out to Jacob and I after, you know, really just opened up our world to this, because I was new. I didn't know much. And so I was able to connect with other moms who have teenagers that are in this world. I was able to find sort of this close-knit group of drag queens that are under 18.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, knock on wood, if we're able to still, in August, he's going to be going to Drag Utah, which is a drag show for younger kids.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's so cool. And that's in Denver in the summer. And
oh my
so,
God.
And he's been able to connect the kids on Instagram and kind of find his tribe. And it's great. And he's been having so much fun here too. Like, you know, he has all the wigs and the clothes and the makeup, and he's been online doing tutorials. And then Douglas, Bella's boyfriend, is such a good sport. Like he'll do it with him for fun. And then Kern doesn't want to, but Kaden loves it too. So Kaden, Douglas, and Jacob, they have fun.
That is so awesome. Well, I know our mutual friend Steve, Faces by Bravo, as some of the listeners might know, he's done so well with his drag too. Like whenever Steve dresses up, his makeup always looks flawless. So I know he was sort of an influence on Jacob as well.
He is Jacob's mother. That is the term.
Right.
I have learned. Jacob's mother, and he sort of led him along the way. He's been with us from the beginning, and he's been such a support and such like a knowledge for us, because I really didn't understand what a close-knit community this was. I didn't actually understand what drag was until I sort of had to learn. And it's been amazing.
Right. I mean, so it's not only Jacob's foray into the world, it's yours too. And it's so great to see you on this journey with him and Sean too. I mean, rocking that pair of heels, come on, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was such a fun night. I mean, watching Sean fall all night, I felt, you know, validation on my uncomfortable shoes. It was great. But yeah, right. it really does show, like, it wasn't in Jacob's sisters too. Like, the whole family has really just supported him, and it's really nice to see. And when we went to the show, some of the older drag queens were like, wow, this is amazing, because we never had that.
Well, and also, you know, through all this time, obviously there's so much going on with your kids, but what are some things that you've been doing for self-care as, like, the mom, the caretaker? Like, what would you suggest that other moms should be doing to sort of take time for themselves through this whole process?
I mean, I think okay, so I'm just going to give a shout out to Glennon Doyle. She has been sort of my quarantine guru. She just wrote a book called Untamed. Uh-huh. And I am so grateful that I get to read her every day, because she puts everything into perspective. So what I do for myself is I read every day, I read a book. And then I talk to my girlfriends. I hide in my closet. We actually have, we jokingly call ourselves moms in closets. And we do a group phone call from our closets every day. I think my good friend Kim Marie actually moved a mattress into her closet during this.
Oh my God.
A place to where... And so I talk to my girlfriends every day for, you know, half an hour, and we laugh and we cry. And it seems like we all take turns having breakdowns. So none of us seem to have a breakdown at the same time. So like we all sort of support the one person that needs it. And like, I joke that we might go in there crying, but we leave laughing. So I'm still staying close to my girlfriend. That is the best form of self-care for me.
Yeah.
I'm still taking time out to read books that not just, you know, that kind of fill my soul. And then we have a steam room. And so I go into the steam room every day and meditate for like 5-10 minutes. And and I hate meditating. Like, I was probably the last person to jump on the app. And because I am such a type A personality, I'm like, why do you just want to sit and not do anything? Like, I'm a human doing, not a human being.
Right.
And meditating every day has really been, I think, the best thing for me.
Yeah, no, I love that. So many people say that about meditating, and even like yoga, you know, even with like my mom, she's always like, oh, yoga and those things they're too slow for me. I like fast paced. I like kickboxing. And I'm like, no, it's so important. I mean, it's good for your physical health, but just your mental health, to take like a few moments of the day to just be with yourself and just let all of the other thoughts sort of fall away. I think it's so important all the time, but especially during this time.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get caught up in your mind sometimes, especially with everything that we're reading every day. So just to kind of quiet it all and to focus on yourself and what matters is really grounding and important.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Wives Helping Lives, the initiative that you've sort of helped spearhead with some Bravo influencers, some other housewives. So let our listeners know exactly what that initiative is and maybe how they could potentially help.
So Wives Helping Lives kind of was started by one of the fan groups, Reality Guy. He was saying, why aren't you using your platform for something? I'm like, well, what can I do? And I actually said that. What can I do? I'm a sexy housewife. I can't do anything. And then, how do you know if you don't try? I'm like, okay, you know what? You're right. Damn it, you're right. And so I reached out to whoever I could, you know, to you and Bryce and Steven and my girlfriends, and then the housewives I knew in other cities and my own city. I mean, I reached out to, basically, if I had your number or your Instagram, I reached out.
Right.
It was like, oh, no one was safe. And then I kind of started the Facebook group, Why Something Lies, and I asked everyone for ideas. And this Bravo Bitch podcast helped out, two Bravo moms, Makina with Manny. And they all were like, look, these are the ideas we have. And so it started with that. And then I realized that to do a nonprofit and a charity, you needed to have all the tax paperwork in order. And that took a long time.
Yeah.
I was so lucky that my good friend, Jennifer Armstrong, already had a foundation in place that she had kind of not done anything with over the last few years. She says, I would love to be a part of this. So I was able to put Wise Helping Minds under the FHG Armstrong Foundation. And so her, Jennifer Armstrong, and my good friend Kim Marie Evans have sort of been, the three of us have kind of just taken this to the next level. So what we've been able to do is raise money, either through donations or a lot of it, honestly, my cameos have made a lot too. So through mm-hmm. private donations, and even like my husband, I've just been like, dude, you're doing this. This is what you're doing today. And he's like, okay. but he did just today, he sent out, his friend is the head of the big like local business group here is to me now. But like, we've been able to raise money to get face masks, Amazon cards, food deliveries. Everything we raised this week is going to get the face shields, which allow you to wear the N95 mask even longer, because hospitals were asking for those. And then it's besides just doing what we're doing, and this is what you know about, it's working with other groups that have kind of, that I have been so lucky to kind of connect with. So Frontline Donations, COVID ER Supporters, Mask for Heroes, those have all been people that are doing amazing things right now too. So if I don't have an answer, like I'm getting the money for the mask, I have to have an actual contact at a hospital. So I've been able to reach out to all three of them and say, hey, do you know someone? I'm like, yeah, we do. And so using like the resources and the people I've met, just honestly Instagram and getting things what they needed. And I mean, I love the story how it was your friend. She's like, we need help at Jackson in Miami. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know anyone in Jackson, Miami. But wait, doesn't Bravo have a show there? Yeah, they do.
Family karma.
Yeah, I'm like, hi, I know we haven't met, so this is a weird time. I need a favor. And within half an hour, he's like, absolutely, I would love to do anything to help. And he's selling t-shirts and on his Instagram, and all the proceeds go to Jackson Memorial. So it's really just asking people for help, bringing people together that can help each other, and doing what you can with what you have where you are. Mm-hmm. So personally, we're getting the mask shields, but we're also doing the donations from local companies. We're doing the restaurants that are bringing the meals to the frontline healthcare workers. And then even on a smaller scale, I'm doing, because myself and my teenagers, is dropping off supplies to people that need them. So there's a lot of people in Orange County that don't have food and toilet paper and diapers and formula. And that's something that, almost all of us can do right now, where you can help out one person that needs it. And it's kind of just doing your part how you can. We all can't do the same, and I understand it's hard for a lot of people right now. But, do something, even just sharing a post. I know a lot of social media, if you can just share their posts, that helps a lot.
Yeah. No, it's true. So, and, it's super, it's interesting, too, because I think you and I were talking about it just last week or so, and, sort of the power of social media. And I think you must have such a unique perspective at this point, because being a new housewife, you were sort of subjected to almost the dark side of social media and, like, the trolls and the things that people can say. But then through this experience, like, has your perspective on social media changed at all?
Absolutely. I think when you're a new housewife, you're not prepared for the onslaught of hate that you get.
Yeah.
And it takes you a little while. I remember asking Tamara, like, how long does it take before this gets easy? And she's like, well, it took me about 8 years. I'm like, crap. That's a long time. But I really was able to just sort of filter out the noise pretty quickly. I mean, honestly, like 2 weeks, and I was like, you know what? This is silly. I don't know these people. They don't know me. And just kind of tune it out and say, okay, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And then when you start to, like in this instance, the people that I've met on Instagram, some of them I'll probably never meet in real life, but like I consider them friends, the women at Master are amazing women. And Michelle Dempsey is someone I followed because she was funny. And now I'm like, she's, doing her part every day. And I have so much respect for these women that I will never meet in real life, most likely. I mean, hopefully it would be great if I did, but you know, we've come together over a common cause. So I think social media, I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
And especially right now when we're all so isolated. I don't know about you, but like, you know, watching Gary and Brad make coffee every morning, it's like the highlight of my day.
I know, it's true. It's very comforting. Some of the connections you're making and just things you see other people doing. And there is this sense of, yeah, we're kind of all going through this common experience. And it is a kind of those little things that you look forward to.
It's definitely a human experience that we're all experiencing this at the same time. And I love getting glimpses into everyone's life right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, me too. Well, I do want to thank you too for all the work that you've been doing and helping out my friend with the, you know, raising money to deliver to the front lines with the emergency room workers. I think, you know, you've helped me through this whole experience sort of look at things a little bit differently and feel like I'm doing something to help out. So, I mean, thank you for everything that you've done and how you've helped inspire other people. I really do appreciate it.
And yeah, hopefully this, you know, now that I've kind of seen what can be done when people come together, I'm excited to, you know, continue this on for a while. You know, this isn't going to go away. I'm going to keep doing what I can. I realize now that that's an important. So.
Right. Well, before we wrap up, let's talk a little bit about Orange County, because this is a Bravo podcast and we do have to get a little bit of tea from you if we can. So who from Orange County are you still in touch with at the moment?
I'm Skyping everyone. I talk to Kelly the most. She's in New York, and I've always talked to Kelly the most.
Right.
And Shannon a few times. You know, Shannon and I are 100 feet away from each other. So,
that's right. You
know, yeah, like we, I think people would be shocked at exactly how close we are. Kelly and I are 4 blocks apart. Shannon and I are 100 feet. So I talked to Shannon. I talked to Kelly. I talked to Emily a couple times. She was really nice. She dropped off food on everyone's doorsteps the other day, fresh fruits and vegetables, which is so nice. And I talked to Gina once at the very beginning, and then we've tried to connect, but I think it's just between, you know, her kids and homeschooling and everything, it's just a lot.
Yeah. Well, and she's in a new house too. She's got her new man. So I think she's probably in that, you know, honeymoon phase at the moment. So that's kind of understandable.
Yeah.
You mentioned Kelly being in New York. Now, do you think after she gets married, do you think she would ever move here?
Yeah. I don't think she would move. I mean, I know she wouldn't move until Jolie was done with high school, because Jolie's a freshman next year.
Right.
So 4 more years. Oh, absolutely. I could see Kelly in New York. Actually, why would Kelly stay here once Jolie's in college?
Yeah. No, that's very true. Let's play a little hypothetical game here. So let's say Kelly moves to New York. She joins the cast of Real Housewives of New York City. Who from the New York City cast would you like to see join Orange County?
Leah. I've only seen her one episode, and I was like, oh, I love her. I love her.
Yeah, that could be really interesting.
One episode, I was like, we would be friends.
Right. I mean, that could be interesting, because she would also bring like a different New York energy in than like Gina necessarily has. You know, Gina's kind of the Long Island energy, but I think Leah's the Manhattan energy. So that could be an interesting dynamic on the cast.
When Leah said, normally I can drink like a grown up, but 1 out of 20 times I wake up with like a stranger in my bed. I'm like, how did you get here? I'm like, oh my God, I love you.
Right. Like, right.
You are my people. Yeah. No, yeah, I love her. She's badass.
I've talked to her a couple times, and I've watched a little bit ahead on Real Housewives of New York, and I think she is just a great energy. She's an interesting dynamic, and like, I would love to see the crossover with Orange County myself. Well, Bronwyn, thank you so much for calling in. It was so great to catch up with you. I know we talk all the time on Instagram, but it's great to finally chat on the phone. Yeah. And just hang in there, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for everything. Tell the kids I said hi, and I'll be peeping your Instagram stories.
All right. Thank you so much for this.
Of course. Of course. Talk to you soon, Bronwyn.
Bye.
Bye.
I really want to see these family performances they're doing every day and Jacob's next drag show.
Me too. For more information on Bronwyn's efforts, you can check out bronwyn.com/wiveshelpinglives.
And you can get the latest info on how more Bravo Lebs are handling quarantine by checking out bravotv.com/thedailydish.
And we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
Talk to you soon.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, Miss.